Our next guest is the greatest player in the history of the NHL, and he's my best friend, and his name is Grant Mulvey.
Hi, Grant.
Hello, Wendy, and how's my best friend Bill Leff doing?
I'm doing great, best friend Grant Mulvey. Just doing great. How are you?
I enjoy listening to you two. You make me laugh so much. I love the kind of the split, you know. I get it at 10 and I get it in the afternoon. It just keeps my day so enjoyable. I just love listening to both of you.
That's our goal. That's what we were speaking of hockey. Well, thank you, Grant.
You are the nicest guy in the world, and I have to tell you, Bill is not that great of a best friend.
Oh, don't.
Because I heard Steve Cochran talking this morning about the, you know, Minnesota Wild face our Blackhawks Sunday afternoon. It's NHL Stadium Series of outdoor games. Entertainment lineup, do you know what's going on there? Pretty exciting. Soul Asylum.
Yeah, I'm actually up here now. I spent the week up here because of business, but I'm here in Minnesota. And the Stadium Series, the Blackhawks against the Minnesota Wild, is going to be exciting. It's outdoors. It's in a great, great building. And and then we're playing tomorrow afternoon against the old Minnesota North Stars. And we get to see the likes of Dino Cicerelli, but then we're blessed to have Jeremy Roenick and Murray Bannerman, the great, great, great players that played in the Blackhawk uniform. So we're blessed to have a whole bunch of guys getting together, and we will have definitely the best player because Eric Daze is on our team.
Loved him. And Eric Daze was quite a player for the Hawks. Good.
This is the All-Star game, and I believe we are airing it right here on WGN Radio at 4 p.m. And so I heard this morning with Steve Cochran, they're mentioning all the, you know, former Blackhawks that are playing. Steve Conroyd is going to play, and they mentioned Grant Mulvey. So I come in, Grant, and I said, you know, your best friend in the whole wide world is playing at the All-Star game, and he didn't think that was true, but you are.
Oh yeah. I've been working out, and remember, Wendy, I was really slow when I was good. So when you now see me and you go, God, that guy is really slow. I was really slow a long time ago.
But Grant, you've heard the phrase. They say this phrase: slow and steady wins the hockey game. That's a phrase that we've all heard our whole lives. So you're fine.
Yeah, that's what I always said. You know, slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
So, I like it. That's what, you know, you and I, not only are we best friends, Bill, you and I think alike.
Yes.
And you keep secrets from each other.
That's the key to our friendship, Grant, to me. We always were surprising each other all the time. That's what we do.
All right, now Cheap Trick is going to have a performance during the first intermission of the Stadium Series the Blackhawks playing on Sunday afternoon, which of course we are going to broadcast as well. But I love the jerseys. You got the little Chicago stars on the neckline, which is pretty amazing. And you, who's going to surprise you the most being out there?
Well, as I said, Eric Daze seems like he could still play today. He's so much bigger and better than I ever thought. I didn't play with Eric. He's younger than me, and he is just a fantastic player. And then we're, you know, our oldest player is Cliff Coral, who runs our alumni association, and he's going to be playing. But then we get the likes of Jeremy Roenick and Chris Chelios, and as I said, Murray Bannerman, and you know, we've got Jamal Mares that had just retired. I think he won a Stanley Cup a week ago, and he's on our team now. So I'm feeling pretty good about our squad.
What happens when all of a sudden, Grant, you put on the Hawks sweater and you're skating with guys that have been playing the game for years? It transforms you, I bet. It makes you feel younger, doesn't it, somehow?
Well, it makes you realize just how honored you were and are to be a part of such a storied franchise and such a wonderful organization and what they've done. And they've always been a wonderful organization. Back in, you know, in the 60s and 70s and 80s, they were always very, very good. And the Wirtz family has always been a wonderful ownership group. And now the success that they're having is just fantastic. But, you know, you put that jersey on and you stand out there, and I think of my mother and father, and I just think just truly, truly how blessed I am. And really, I'm just so honored to be a part of this whole thing.
You got a nice mention the other day, not you by name, but a group that you're a part of, Grant. They were during the Blackhawks telecast the other day. They were talking about the Blackhawks alumni and all they do for scholarships for kids. And I know you're a part of that. You want to give us a second or two and talk about that?
Yeah, actually, our luncheon is coming up next week. It's on March 7th, and it's in our Keith Magnuson Scholarship Luncheon. It's in his name. Keith was the starter of the Chicago Blackhawk Alumni Association, and we dedicate to the most deserving high school hockey player, student athlete. And we have been the awards have been given out. We're coming up on our 100th scholarship. We've given way over, you know, $1.5, almost $2 million out in scholarship money. And it's been a driver that Keith Magnuson wanted to have with the Alumni Association from the beginning. And Cliff Coral, who is our president, and many of us, we're good soldiers. And you know, that we work in the community to try to give back, and our Alumni Association is just so proud of our scholarship, the Keith Magnuson Scholarship Award, and it's just a special, special day on March 7th that we'll award three, and many of the people that are, many of the recipients now are female.
Yeah.
And we have now many times we give three scholarships out every year. And in some cases, there will be two women and one man, mm-hmm. because it's really, truly the most deserving high school hockey player, student athlete. And these students are coming in with, they're coming in with grades and what they do in the community, and they're captains on their team, and both men and women, they're doing such a great job. And I'm just so proud of all of our guys.
That's good stuff you're doing there, Grant. You know that, but it really is great stuff you're doing. I hope you got to see a little bit of the conference, the Blackhawks going to the White House and then President Obama talking about them, talking about the team. Did you get to see that?
You know what? Unfortunately, I was sitting in business meetings.
Oh.
I was sitting in leadership meetings for my company, and I didn't get to see it, but I heard, I talked to Jeremy Roenick this morning here in Minnesota, and he said it was a real special, special event.
It was really touching to see them out there, and I am just, like, crazy about the Blackhawks this year. We won the Cup last year, but looking what's happening on the ice, we've got a better team this year, it looks.
Well, I'm just so proud of the way Patrick Kane is played, and his leadership and everything that he went through in the early part of the season, and now his leadership and his guidance throughout this this difficult time, and he's just staying right on top of his game. He is playing exceptionally well. In my eyes, he's the most talented, gifted, offensive hockey player in the league, and with our leader, Jonathan Toews, they're just not going to lose. And I like our position going into the playoffs again this year. And hopefully we can get back. It comes down to a little bit of luck, but a lot of healthiness. And I know Joel will start to think about the time off, and he's a great coach. So I hope that we're back there in June playing hockey.
And speaking of coaches, your coaches for this big all-star event, Tony Esposito and Pat Foley, huh?
Well, I was with Pat last week. Pat actually skated with us last week in preparation, and I think Pat is going to have a little surprise when he comes out on the bench, it'll be worth watching the game for. And then Tony is always good for a laugh, but Pat is going to be he's so much fun anyways, we're going to have a little bit of fun on the bench, that's for sure.
You know, Grant, when I was a kid, they did this primarily in baseball. They would have what they called the old timers game. And I always thought, boy, if I was a former athlete, I think I'd resent that phrase old timer. They don't call this game an old timers game. And it's a good thing, right? That would hurt your feelings. I don't want your feelings to be hurt.
No, and my best friend, I mean, I'm not an old timer.
No, no.
You know, it's amazing when you're young, you think of people that are our age as really, really, really old. But when you're our age and my age, you know, you don't think you're that old.
Nope.
So it's old timers or alumni or whatever they call us. We just have a lot of fun. And Keith, you know, it's really, when you look at Cliff Coral is truly all of our idol. You know, he's like the iconic player right now. He's 69 years old. He'll be 70 years old in October. And Cliffy skates as well as anybody in their 30s and 40s still.
Sure.
And he is, you know, so if I can be playing hockey when I'm Cliff Coral's age at 69 and 70 years old,
yeah,
I don't care what they call me, you know, and it'll be fun. But I'm blessed. I'm going to have my son here with me, and he's going to enjoy the weekend. And thanks to him that I'm in good enough shape. Heck, I'm down to my playing weight. So
wow. Good job.
I hope I can back check, you know. I never back-checked when I played, so I'm not sure exactly how to do that. But.
Did you grow the mustache back for the alumni game, please? Tell me you did.
I got one of those. I already got the glasses and the big nose, so all I need is the little thing that you put on the end of the glasses or something.
Great.
No, I didn't grow the mustache back.
Oh. Grant,
just for you, Wendy, just for you, I'll put some black tape on my...
No, you're going to look like Hitler. Don't do it.
Grant, there's a scene in Pride of the Yankees where a sick boy asks his favorite player to hit a home run for him. Would you score a goal for me in the alumni
you're
game, Grant?
Sick.
I have a cold. I have a slight cold.
Bill, I hope you're not sick.
No, I have a slight cold.
Yeah, a slight cold.
Yeah.
You know what? If I score a goal, I'm going to get the puck, and I'm going to bring it to you on Monday afternoon, and I'm going to present the puck that I scored the goal with. So if I score a goal, I'm going to get the puck.
Wow.
And I'm going to give it to you, and we will create a charity around that puck.
All right.
For all the sick people in Chicago. How about that?
Wendy, that's what best friends do. That's
how it
goes.
Yeah, but there's two of us, so now you have to score two goals and bring a bye on Monday.
Wendy, too, please.
Yeah, I don't know how much I got left in.
All right, go for the one. See what happens.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, go for one. And seriously, everybody better watch this. I can't wait. Saturday alumni game, 4 p.m., Comcast Sportsnet. And Grant Mulvey is definitely in the game. And then Sunday's game, the Wild versus Chicago Blackhawks, 2:30. Can't wait.
Yeah, and we're really looking forward to it. And again, thank you both, and thank you to WGN for really bringing hockey back to a major, major, major sport.
Grant, you're too kind. Have a great time out there, and like I said, score a goal, would you?
Yep.
All right.
Do. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Grant.
Andy.
Thank you, Grant.
The great Grant Mulvey, my best friend in the whole wide world.
You can have him. I love him, but you know, I don't want to.
He's the best.
Touch on, you know, your territory.
He is the best. All right, we will take a quick break.
What, do you chant that every day while you're riding your bike home?
There's a couple moments that I devote to that. It's my mantra.
Man crush.
It's my man crush-tra. We'll be right back. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.